good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Underhood Show presented by Mel Hamilton Ford. My name is Phil Nightingale. I'm the general manager, and Josh Proffitt, our service director. Morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Beautiful Saturday morning out there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Hey, it's a call-in show, 316-462-3673. Number's right on the screen there. Everybody, anybody that calls in with any kind of question on Mobile World, we're here to answer that question and give you a great prize package for each and every caller. The only show I know you get paid to call in on, and Josh, as always, what's in that package?
So we're going to mail it out to you, but it's going to consist of the Works, which is an oil change and tire rotation. We use Motorcraft oil and filter products here at Mel Hamilton Ford. While we're performing that, we're also going to complete a multi-point inspection on your vehicle, checking over the brakes, tires, steering, suspension, all the safety-related components on the vehicle. You'll also receive $10 to Mel's Diner so you can get yourself something to eat and drink while you're here with us at the Big Corner, as well as complete nitrogen, so you get all the great benefits that nitrogen has to offer on your tires, and then a BG products package, which is going to consist of a can of MOA, or motor oil additive, for your engine oil, and then a can of CF5 for your fuel system. Again, just getting that vehicle geared up and ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving. So,
all right, look at the phones ringing, 316-462-3673, and Delbert Alt, good morning. Delbert, how you doing, buddy? So, Josh, it's halfway through October already.
It is absolutely crazy. This year has just seemed to blow by, you know, as we're getting into the cooler mornings and it's turning to fall and stuff like that. And it's definitely starting to get dark a little bit earlier and stay dark a little bit later in the evenings.
Can't tell you how much I hate that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. So we got a time change around the corner, but that's okay. We got to get through this, get to the other side, and get on to summer. But yeah, this year has absolutely just blown right by for sure. So, but you know what? So I wanted to, how did last weekend go for you? What'd you do? How'd it work out?
Yeah, Jake and I went to, and of course, we went with Tanner and also our other teammate, Joe Duvall, and we headed to Lucas Oil.
Okay.
For the USRA Nationals, 3 days of racing and no sleep. I will tell you that.
It was the race to see who could go to bed the quickest.
Yeah, pretty close, but lots of cars. Probably the biggest race I've seen in a long time around. There was almost 400 cars there at Lucas. There were 70 some in our class, and so we had to basically, it was a Thursday Friday kind of a qualifying, but running heat races and B's, and we come out of the gate pretty terrible, Josh.
Yeah,
come out of the gate pretty terrible. We made some big strides after the second, after the first heat race, and won a B, won a heat race, and so anyway, qualified 16th and ended up 10th out of the 70 cars. So I was pretty pumped. I wanted a top 10 finish is what my goal was, to go over there and do. And racing against those guys and all the competition was there. And it was a lot of fun. But yeah, Jake strapped in the car about 2 to 2:30 each night. And I got to bed about 4 or so.
And then back up in the morning.
And then rolled into my house Sunday morning at 7 o'clock and headed off to the company picnic at noon. So yeah. Took me all week to get caught up on some sleep.
Oh, but, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure for sure.
But we had a good weekend and a lot of competition up there. A lot of good guys there from Wichita were there too. And so we had a lot of fun from that part. Now we're headed over tonight to Salina at the NCRA race and see what we can do there and have some fun there tonight.
And then I don't know that Lucas Oil Stadium. It just sounds very impressive.
Yeah, if you haven't been there, I mean, it's the best dirt track there is in the country. The facilities are phenomenal. The stands are phenomenal. The pits are all concrete or asphalt. So that's great from that part there too. Plenty of room for everything, but it's not just dirt track racing. They've got all kinds of stuff over there in that facility, but it is a top notch facility. Employees are great. Everybody was great. And, the USRA guys did a hell of a job putting that show on. And yeah, it took a long time to run it, but when you got that many cars, and I'm telling you, there was hardly ever not racing on that racetrack. They kept the cars moving. Yeah. They did a fantastic job of staging everybody and keeping things moving and stuff. And but it's just one of those deals. A lot of cars got to take that much to get through those heat races and get through all the B's and everything else for that too, and the last chance qualifiers and stuff like that. But those guys all did a great, fantastic job with that race, and I can't see what they can do next year from that part. So, and we'll see what happens tonight at Salina. It'll be kind of fun there. It's going to be a little chilly.
Yeah. So. You're on alcohol now, right?
And I'm back on gas.
Oh, again. Are you? Okay. Yeah. I was going to say.
We were on alcohol when we were running the crate motor. That's because that's what it needs to make it perform like it needs to. So now we're back with the the open motor, and Buddy got us all fixed back up again. And that's Lucas was our first race back with the open motor. So we're back on gas again. And so, yeah, it's going to take a little bit to warm that baby up tonight.
For sure. get some heat and everything for sure.
Exactly. So anyway, 316-462-3673. Hey, let's get the phones ringing. And anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, whatever it might be. And Josh, I think it's time for a little trivia.
Okay.
Trivia coming up. But anyway, we're coming up with a trivia question. Everybody get ready for that. But we have some Mavericks rolling in. They're rolling right out the door. Of course, they're all sold. We do have one in the showroom right now. You can come up and take a look at it, too. The other ones are all gone already. Customers out driving them and everything else, too. So come out and check out the new Maverick. It'll blow you away. You know, Josh, when you and I and Shannon and Lisa went down to Dallas, I was excited for the truck. And then after we got in that truck, I was 10 times more excited about the truck. Now that we physically got them here, it's cool. Now we just got to get all these sold orders we got in here. We got over 60 sold orders in the order bank. And we just got to get them here now. I can't wait for the first hybrid to show up right now. What's coming right now is the high-end Lariats and the 2.0 gas motor from that part. So,
you know, what I will say about that truck is they really kind of put it out there for, I think, a price point, you know, to replace the Focus that went away, or to be, you know, to be kind of the same thing with that. And so I guess going to see it and drive it and stuff like that, I kind of had a predeceived what I thought was going to be just the fit and finish in it. I didn't expect a whole lot out of it just because of the price point. And then just getting in the truck and driving it and stuff, I was blown away with, you know, the appearance of it and how the fit and finish looked out with it and just how well the truck drove.
Yeah, it's crazy. I remember we was driving and I said, man, it's quiet in here, guys. Yep. Well, I'm turning the radio on. No, that's not what I meant. It is super quiet inside that truck. From that part. So it looks like Delbert's at a car show in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, and it's 48 degrees. I guess warm up the coffee. Delbert, warm up the coffee. So anyway, trivia question. Ready?
Yeah.
The new Maverick. There is three trim levels on the new Maverick. And so who can name the three trim levels of the new Maverick truck? 316-462-3673. It's first one to call in the show, not in it, put it in the chat. It's the first one to call in the show. What three trim levels are available in the Maverick 2022 truck? Three of them, just three. That's all there is. So 316-462-3673. Who can guess those three trim levels will get the great price package for over $130 for each and every caller. So let's get the phones ringing and see who can be the lucky winner of the price package for the three trim levels on the Maverick. Google's pretty good at that, too, if you want to check that out. Or if you want to go to Ford.com, that's another good place to figure it out, too. So what's the three trim levels of the Maverick? And I'd love to shout it out. I almost shot it out of my mouth already, but I just gave it away.
Just accidentally about slipped out.
About slipped out, so.
We had Casey with us. Casey Grethis with BG was on with us last week, and you know, I had a good time with him. We talked about a lot of BG products and what they had to offer. And looks like we got a caller, so
let's see if they can get it right.
We'll get him sent through. But yeah, Casey's. It's always a good time visiting with Casey. That guy is. He knows a lot of stuff about BG and their products and just the research and development that they put into that. And it's always a good time to have him on the show and discuss different things
sure. And things that's going on with their products and stuff.
And, and that's one thing about BG, man, is the research and development to know that their product is inferior and what they're putting on the shelf that customers, you know, getting what they're paying for sure. So well, let's go to the phones and let's talk to Delbert. Delbert, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing this fine Saturday cold morning? Woo!
You got some coffee in you, do you?
I do. I've had two cups, and man, I'm flying. So
yeah, I hear you.
We're down here in Oklahoma today. We're at the Paul's Valley area. It's kind of south of Oklahoma City, an hour, and we're having a little cars and coffee. It's a little lacking this morning. We usually have about 35, 40 cars. Today we have 10. So...
Everybody's got to get acclimated to that fall weather is what's the deal is there.
Yeah, it's 48 degrees. It's not nice and chilly out here, so.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so do you have the answer to the trivia question, Delbert?
Honestly, I was on hold when the trivia question came out. Okay. So I don't even know what it was.
Okay, it's the what's the three trim levels of the Maverick truck?
Oh, geez. I have no clue off the top of my head.
I get it.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I really don't know, honestly. I've looked up the Maverick, and I've looked at it a little bit, but I haven't looked at the different trim levels in retrospect. I probably should have.
That's okay.
So on your cars and coffee that you have going down there, is that a month, once a month? Is that a every other week deal? Or?
Yeah, we'll start up back again in April, I think.
So this is kind of the last hurrah?
March this is the last one this year. But we try and start March, April. Depends on the weather, obviously. These guys don't want to bring their cars out when there's tornadic activity possible. So,
yeah, I get that point. I wouldn't want to either. Or if there's some rain available or whatever. Yeah, I get it.
So well, hey, I did enter my Fusion in, so it's in the contest.
Beautiful. All right. Awesome. So
well, if you guys got somebody else to take the call for that, go ahead and take that, and I'll talk to you guys next week, possibly. I just want to say hey and talk a little bit about, you know, car shows, because there's a lot of those going on this weekend. So,
you know, there are
probably even up there in the Wichita area. I just don't know which ones they are.
Yeah, there are. I had one of the Mays High School was doing a car show this week as a benefit to, I don't know, I think it was maybe like the cheerleading portion of the school, but and so cool. She come in and gathered up some prizes, so definitely this is the time of year to get those vehicles out and drive them around for sure. So out of the 10 you have down
show
there
off.
what's the winner so far? The Fusion?
Well, we have a snow. It's just stock. We have a 74 Nova. That's probably going to be the winner in the speed category, because it is hopped up. I don't even know what engine's in it yet. We have a C10 Chevy truck, and it's original, yellow and white, and well, ooh, I guess it's kind of a beige, but yeah, and it's really pretty. Then we have a 70 Volkswagen that actually came from Germany, not one that was bought in the States. There was an airman that bought it and shipped it over here, and it's been in his family, and then they sold it to a gentleman here that's actually in the process of finishing up the restore that they started. So it's looking really good. Oh, wait, we just got one pulling up. What is that? I can't tell. It's an oldie. It's an oldie.
It's an oldie.
Not stopping. I can't get any information.
Well, there
then
you
we
go.
Got a 51 Chevy's 3100 just pulled in.
3100.
Red, yeah. Beautiful red. Yeah, then we got a C5 Corvette in black.
All right, that's
good. We got a few.
That's awesome.
That's about all we got.
Well, there'll be some more coming, that's for sure, I'll bet.
Yeah, they're starting to get up and say, yep, yeah, it's a little warmer.
It's a little warmer, 48, yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Darrell, have fun at that car show. Thanks for calling, as always. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching and everything else, buddy. But have a great weekend.
You know it.
And have good fun at that car
Everybody
show.
Everybody out there in Wichita Land, have a great day. Phil and Josh, have a great day when you get off the phone here.
All right, buddy.
We'll talk to you soon.
Delbert, thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Anyway, good morning, Mike Ferris from Stockton. And good morning, Darren McKeon. How you guys doing? James Furman, how you doing, buddy? Everybody, thanks for tuning in and watching this morning. We got another caller coming online.
We do.
We're looking for the trivia question. Who can name the three trim levels of the new 2022 Maverick? So we'll see if Eugene can get it here, Josh. And what do we think? Eugene coming in here.
We'll get him patched through here.
See if Eugene can answer that question. And remember, it's the call-in, not on the chat line. What are the three trim levels of the new 2022 Maverick?
Eugene, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
How are you this morning, fellas?
We're doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, not too bad on this Saturday morning.
There you go. You got answers to a trivia question, or you got a question?
Answers the trivia question.
Okay. Very good. What do you got?
The XL, XLT, and Lariat.
Ding, 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 ding. Got a winner. Good job, buddy. That is the three trim levels for sure. And I'll tell you, Gene, one of the craziest things about that Maverick is it's a cool truck, but on the XL version, they do not offer cruise control. And I haven't quite figured that out why. But on that XL, no go cruise. I've only ordered so far out of the probably 60 trucks we've got coming. I've only ordered two XL so far, mainly the biggest popular ones, that XLT and stuff too. So, but anyway, congratulations on the winner. Glad you looked it up. Did you know the answer? Or did you have to look it up, buddy?
I had to look it up.
All right, awesome.
I didn't know anything about the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, thanks for doing it, buddy. We'll get that price back he sent out to you, and thanks for being our winner.
Not a problem. Have a good day, fellas.
Hey, you too, buddy.
Thanks.
Thank
you.
Bye.
All right, 316-462-3673. Eugene was our big winner, the XL, the XLT, and Lariat. And so far, out of the ones we've got coming in are just the Lariat versions. That's what we got sitting on the showroom. It'll be here for a while. And I haven't talked to the owner of that truck. I'm hoping maybe we can drive this one, let a few people drive this one. So far, the ones we've had, the customers said no, we don't want anybody driving it, and I get that. But I'm thinking maybe this one we'll be able to drive.
Yeah.
I think. We'll see. Should know that answer probably Monday or Tuesday, so we let a few people come out and drive the Maverick, and that's really the telltale of that truck once you get behind the wheel and take it for a spin and everything else too. So
they definitely were rolling in. I was very surprised. Then we got a Bronco Sport come in too.
Yeah, sold it. It's gone too already. It left yesterday.
It's these vehicles definitely are starting to flow in, or you can definitely tell a difference between what we're getting now and what we were getting a couple months ago. I do think it's going to take a little while to get things caught back up for sure, but it's improvement for sure.
It is, and the numbers that we're getting are coming, but the real issue is we have sent so many sold orders are in the order bank that's building this, so they're coming and getting shipped from that part. Ford did throw in a couple of stock units for Maverick, so I've got a couple stock units coming.
I'm really surprised that they didn't do the CTP deal like they did, on the other model lines, just so dealers could have them and, display them so people could drive them and get in them for sure.
Yeah. So if you haven't come down and taken a look at our two full-size Broncos, we've got a two-door and a four-door, a Big Bend and an Outer Banks. The Big Bend, we put some 33-inch tires on it. And Josh, I got to see if the running boards are in yet for that one to put on there. It's a little hard getting into that thing with 33s on it. And then we got a Outer Banks. Silver four-door automatic 2.3, and we put a 2-inch lift on it and some 35s. It looks pretty good and stuff too. So if you haven't come out and test drove, you need to come out and test drive one of those and check out the full-size Bronco, our two-door CTP program, which stands for Courtesy Transportation Program, where we can put it in and drive it. It's still coming. It's not here yet. It's built. It's waiting on that top issue that's happening up there, because all two-doors have to come with a hard top. You cannot get a soft top from the factory. I'm sure there's going to be some accessories to add that soft top to a two-door from that standpoint too. So come out and check out the full-size Bronco. Come out and check out the Maverick. Love to see what you've got there and stuff too. So
Monday, Kelly and I are headed out to Pratt Community College, and I think we're going to take one of those out there with us then. And so I'm kind of excited. I've drove it. We went down to Austin and drove it, but hadn't really had it out on the highway or anything like that. But definitely excited to be able to.
I wonder if you shouldn't take just both of them.
Get that thing out there and just experience it out on the highway for sure.
Yeah, I took it the other night on Wednesday night. Took it out and went to the east side, got on the highway and stuff. And, there is a little wind noise with that soft top, but it's expected with a soft top.
Yeah.
From that part. But the other thing I liked that's the first time I drove it with the top on it. Before, when we drove it, the top was off of it, and it was still driving in town. You can still, with the wind noise, they've got it figured out somehow that wind is just going over the top enough that you still talk to each other inside the cab. So
it's cool, definitely, it gets the attention when you're out in it for sure.
This just in. James Furman Videos is looking for someone to sponsor it, a new Bronco. How about that? James, we are too. We're looking for one for you, just for you, buddy.
So we'll help you with that search.
We'll keep helping you. Exactly. We will keep helping you with the search. So, hey, anyway, it's a call-in show, 316-462-3673. Anything alien car, tires, brakes, batteries, anything you want to talk about in the automobile world, jump on the phone here. We get you a great price package valued at over $130 for each and every call. And get that phones ringing, and love to answer your questions and help you with your cars, help you anything that's going on in that part too. So
let's see. We had the Maverick trivia question, and I guess I forgot about this, but I put a trivia question out there last time on the last show, and it didn't get answered. Yeah. So I'll throw that back out there again.
Okay. What is it? I can't remember which one it was now.
The EcoBoost engine came out in 2010, I think. 11. Was 2000. Yeah.
Well, be honest with you, it was 2000. 2000 yeah. Back up, it was 2009 in the Flex.
It was 2009. And right now, almost, I was trying to think of platform wise, almost every platform, I guess, except for Super Duty, has an EcoBoost engine option for it. And what are the two distinctive attributes that the EcoBoost has over, I guess, a conventional engine?
Is this a question from last week?
Yeah, it was. And I know that's it's might be a little tough for sure. One of them, I think, well, one of the answers would be a little simpler than the other. You know, I was going through in my mind, I think every platform of vehicle has some sort of EcoBoost option to it.
I think you're right. I don't know if there is one that doesn't have an EcoBoost in any one of the platforms.
Except for Super Duty from that side of things. But
well, technically, it is kind of an EcoBoost if you think about
it.
Hey, Josh, you just failed. Mach-E.
Oh. Okay, okay. Yep. There you go. So, but there was two.
Lightning.
Well, that's no, we don't have that yet. Okay, so the Mach-E's actually here. So I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
I did fail that. So, but we can throw that one out there. But then I think we need to put another one out there too, because that one might be kind of hard to get.
Well, you said two. So give them one. Give them the hard one. So the easy one.
That so might I guess the hard one would be the direct injected fuel. And even going a step further now on the new. Newer EcoBoost, I think it was 2000, maybe 2018, 2019. I'd have to look into it. But they went from also direct injected to, it actually has two fuel injection systems in them. The majority of them do. So they have the conventional multi-port fuel injection, which is where the injector is spraying the fuel on top of the air intake valve. And so it draws it through the intake valve of the head into the combustion cylinder. But then the direct injection is what they came out with when they originally started the EcoBoost engine. And there is a high pressure fuel injector that actually injects the fuel into the combustion cylinder, so it doesn't go through the head. In doing that, they use higher pressure. There's a finer mist of fuel, and that helps increase the volatility of the fuel, but then also the they can control how much it takes to burn it, so it uses less from that side, and they get a better burn. But in doing that, you know, we're talking about BG and what they did with their research and development. You know, when you're in that game, when that's the products that you're selling is to prevent that. That was a game changer for them, you know, to go through. And now we got to think about, okay, this high pressure, and now we're not even introducing the fuel above the valves to where you're not getting the carbon buildup on the valves like what they were previously. And that was their big, you know, thing, was to be able to help fix that. And now they go from that and take all that away and direct, you know, put it right in there and into the combustion cylinder. And so it's presented a whole completely different set of problems for the average motorist. But that's where, with what they do in the research and development, and to be able to stay up on the cutting edge side of things, is it's so important, you know, to a consumer, that you're getting what you pay for.
Get what you got on that shelf. And there's so many times you buy things and they're just not what they're doing. I'll go, best example to you is we ran out of a few supplies there at Lucas. And so we went into one of the parts stores to get some cleaner to kind of clean the cars, and different carburetor cleaner, you know, stuff that we ran out. Wasn't expecting to use as much as we were going to use. And I bought this glass cleaner. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, I paid good money for the glass cleaner and had a good name behind it. I'm not going to dog the name, but I'm telling you, it was the worst glass cleaner I've seen in my life. It was water. That's all it was water.
Yeah.
So that's what I do like about BG2, Josh, because they do have what you get in that can, and what you pay for that can is going to do great justice for your car and maintain it, go many miles. You know, you can look in the owner's manual. It doesn't say anything about putting any BG products or anything like that in it. That is true. But remember, what's in the owner's manual is strictly minimum, the minimum you need to do to your car to maintain it, not the maximum, but the minimum they do, that they make that happen. So you just got to remember that these BG products do what they're supposed to do. They're great products. I started using them in 1987 to clean fuel injectors on the way they first come out with port injecting, because they were, the end of the injectors would plug up so fast with carbon and stuff, and we go in there and clean those things. And man, that BG products, that 44K going through the tank, boy, used to make quite an odor. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
From that part. So,
you know, and I went through and was talking with the techs about training and looking at everybody's training path and kind of where we're at. And, as far as for the store, and I want those guys to have absolutely as much training as that as they can get. from that side. And, you know, we've got to go through, and they complete so much web-based training. And then they're eligible to receive what they call a hands-on class. And that's where they actually go to a training center. A lot of times it's in our area is Kansas City, but they'll actually go to the training center, and it's typically, you know, 4 or 5 5-day courses. And they'll, you know, discuss things further and actually get involved in this, a lot of times, newer product and whatever area it is that they're training in. But yeah, I want those guys to be able to have the latest and greatest training and tools and equipment. But in this industry, if you're not training or you're not learning or you're not adapting, literally 6 months, I think you could be, you know, you could be out of the game from that side of things. And that's where, you know, the advancements in technology that they put on these vehicles and how things evolve and change is you've got to be with it or you're not going to be very successful in it. Or that's when I really do believe you go from a technician to a shade tree mechanic, you know, from that side of it.
You know, Josh, that's kind of my old story. It's still true today. You know, I started working at Long MacArthur and then got convinced I needed to go to work for this Bill's Truck and Auto there in Salina, and went to work for him. But I learned real quick, no training. That's still just today. I mean, what the aftermarket world has to give you as a technician or whatever to train you up and stuff is working on stuff that's now is probably 8 to 10 years old.
Yeah.
From that part. But I knew quickly. So that's why I got back into the dealership realm and where I could get the training and stuff that I needed and everything else like that part. And, you know, it goes back to this day you know, you're no better than your shop is no better than the well-trained, how trained your technicians are. You can give them all the tools, everything else in the world, but if they don't know what's going on in the car and they're not trained up on the new products and everything else like that. And, Josh, if we ever added up how many hours and how many dollars we spent on training, it probably scare us. But we have to do that to keep our techs up to speed, up to doing as fast as these cars are changing and going and everything else like that. The training is crucial. Just thankful that Ford's got a great training program out there for our guys and stuff like that too, to keep them up to speed. And then again, the next thing is keeping the, you know, what I used to call, we'd walk in that room, you'd have all those dang shop manuals everywhere. Well, now it's all online.
Mm-hmm.
And buying that subscription we do to keep those technicians to have the information available for them to fix a car. You know, back in my day, if I pull a shop manual out way back in the day, I didn't have a clue what I was doing. Today, if these guys ain't on their laptop figuring out what's going on, they don't have a clue what's going on because they can't know how to diagnose these things without the proper flow charts and everything else like that. And Josh has got, you know, going another direction. I just got involved in a deal this week with a guy, went to a parts store with a code reader, bought 3 or 4 parts and still hadn't fixed his car. And we got him in here and got him going from that part. And just because that code has a description of what's that code, that does not mean that's what your failed part is. You can start guessing at these things, but 9 times out of 10, once in a while you might get lucky and that's what it is. But
you know, and I don't think, I don't, as the vehicles progress, and definitely I think it's gotten way better as far as the information that we're able to pull from a scan tool. I don't think there's ever going to be a day where you're going to be able to hook up a scan tool, read a code, and put that component on it and fix it. You know, there's
a long way from that,
especially with the way that these vehicles communicate with each other within themselves, you know, all the different modules together and the lines of communication and stuff like that. You know, I can think of an instance that we got into on Friday that we're still digging into, but it was a vehicle that was involved in an accident. So it came from one of our body shops that we provide parts to. And as part of the accident, which it was hitting the front, but the nav screen quit working, went black. Mm-hmm. It loads up, but then it doesn't, you can push whatever and it doesn't acknowledge it. And so, the body shop had, purchased and installed both a screen and at the actual screen for it. And then the module behind the scenes that kind of controls what's going on. And they put both those components in and then, program them and still didn't do anything, didn't fix anything. And so we're digging into it back here, and it's definitely an intercommunication between the two different modules, but just what all it entails, I just don't think that they're ever going to be able to get to a point where you just plug a scanner in and be able to read a code and say, okay, this is a component you need.
There's not going to be a computer can diagnose and fix your car.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
It's just, you know, like I said, it's a lot better than what it used to be years and years ago. I mean, I can remember way back when you put a paperclip in the DLC.
Oh, sure. I did it all the time.
Flashed a couple of
times. Hey, then when they come up with a special tool, it just fit right in the two slots. Hey, we were uptown then, boy.
They turned that into a keychain, I think, or a key ring that you could have with your
car. Well, let's go back to those days. We had codes that started, I believe it was code 11 was the first code.
Mm-hmm.
12, so 13. I remember 13 was oxygen sensor. I guarantee if you had a 13 code back then, yes, that was an oxygen sensor. You had to replace it. Was done. You had a 22, which is a throttle position sensor. 9 times out of 10, it was the sensor itself, but sometimes it's a connector on the outside of there, that sort of thing. So back then, reading the code reader, you were probably pretty accurate what you need to replace. Not today.
And, you know, well, and a couple of things to that is, but initially when you put that clip in or chip in or whatever to get it to flash, it would flash the first initial code, which just telling you that, hey, it's beginning. Then it would flash the actual code that it was. And then if there was, you know, additional codes, it would flash coming. Them, and then there'd be an ending code that lets you know that it's done reading it for sure. But then also back then, as you wouldn't get a check engine light unless it was failed. It had to be completely not working. Well, now we get, you know, you can get degradation of a component and it picks it up. And but there's so much that goes into a check engine light or, you know, what code has priority over other codes. And there's, I mean, it's just amazing the algorithms that they put into it to make it do what it does, for sure.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just because the more faster these computers are, they can read these things and everything else too. And now we have, instead of 2-digit codes, we're at 4-digit codes, and you've got P codes, you've got all kinds of different codes that go into these situations. And again, some of these code readers that are out there that you can get aren't going to go deep enough and read the correct code for you.
Well, and then two on these aftermarket scanners, they'll give you a code, but the code is basically a code, and it'll say it's a generic code, and it says see manual for dealer defined code or manufacturer defined code. And so the code that it's giving you is, the only thing that it's saying is go to the dealer to get the real code.
Yeah. So it's crazy out there. Okay, 316-462-3673. Anything alien your car, tires, brake, batteries, whatever it might be. Also flipped up on the screen. Follow us on YouTube. Hey, looking for a few likes over there on YouTube channel. That part, appreciate a like over there too if you can on that part too. So thanks everybody for watching and follow us. You got another trivia question.
Yeah, you need to throw another one out there.
Okay. Let's throw an easy one out there, Josh.
Okay.
Easy one. Come on. You got one? Not a hard one like you threw out there earlier.
I know. Yeah, that's too hard.
That's too hard.
So, we still need to know what the other attribute is to the EcoBoost engine.
Well, let's just tell that one. What is it?
It's the turbo.
Yeah, see, I was going, when you first started throwing the question out there, I was going to go after that the two were being, basically it gives you more horsepower, more torque when you need it, but when you don't need it, you've gotten 6-cylinder fuel economy. But when you need the power, you got the power of a V8.
Yeah.
So you're basically picking up more torque, more horsepower, better fuel economy is kind of where the direction I was headed with those two attributes, but I get where you're going with them too. So.
Yeah. So how about the, well, I don't know if you did that. That's really easy.
What is it?
What's the performance model in the Mach-E?
Oh, what's the model called?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have the Mach-E, then we have the extended range, and then we have the next model, which is the performance model. What is it called? It's pretty simple, pretty easy. What is the performance model of the Mach-E for 2021 and 22, which we got a few more 21s of the Mach-E's coming in, but I'm already ordering 22s from that part. What is the model for the performance Mach-E called? It's the Mach-E blank blank. I almost spit it out, Josh.
And so you've actually got to drive one of these, I think.
Yeah, we've got our first. Well, we've had two come in so far.
Okay.
And of course, both sold. But one of the first ones that came in was bought by one of our sales managers, Stan Bogdan. He had it on order for a year and a half to get it.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that thing is impressive. I think where the most impressive is you take a combustible engine, it takes a little bit to get that horsepower and torque there. But this thing, I mean, it's immediately there, the torque and the horsepower. And I don't know what those specs are over that, but of the performance model.
Well, and so when you have a car on a dyno and you're looking at like a torque curve, you know, you've got that kind of build up or dependent upon which gear you're in and stuff like that. Well, when you're all electric, you don't have any of that.
Instantaneous.
And so whether you're going 0 to 30 or 30 to 60 or 60 to 90, you still have pretty much the same amount of torque. And
but this car is impressive. What's really impressive, you're doing like 40 mile an hour and hit the gas. I mean, it just throws you right back in the seat.
Yeah.
I had Ed, one of our salespeople, with us, and I kept getting the gas, putting his head back. He said, "Stop doing that. Stop doing it." So he put his head back against Red, and I relaxed. And he leaned back again, and I hit that gas again, popped his head in that headrest. But it is. It's impressive how quick and how fast the torque is of that Mach-E is from that part. But what is the query question? Get the great price package. First caller, 316-462-3673. What is the performance model name of the Mach-E? From that part. So what is it? 316-462-3673. Can't believe the phones aren't just buzzing off the hook for that one, Josh.
Yeah. Yeah. And so
I got another.
If we talk about that too much, I'm liable to accidentally say
it. I know. So. I about did it too. Okay. Here, well, we're waiting on that one to go. I'll throw another one at you, everybody. How about what is. Okay, Mike Webb, you got to call in, buddy. Got to call the show, 316-462-3673. Mike, give us a call. Give us that answer. It would be great. Love to have you answer the call online, buddy. 316-462-3673. Anyway, what is on the hybrid Maverick? Maverick, the hybrid engine, 2.5 liter. What is the in-city miles per gallon?
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
What is the EPA rating of the 2.5 liter hybrid engine in the 2022 Maverick? Both answered. Mike Webb, give us a call, buddy. 316-462-3673. You get the great price package. About over $30 for each and every caller. Okay.
You know, and so I don't think I've drove. Well, in fact, I know I haven't drove a hybrid version of that Maverick. So I'm very excited to see.
You didn't drive one down?
No.
Oh, really?
No. We.
You're too interested in talking to
Jerry
Nadeau.
Yeah. That was, but what I will say, the EcoBoost version of what we drove down there, I was very impressed with the amount of torque and horsepower that thing had. Did a very good job. But yeah, I'd like to get into a hybrid version of that and see what that is.
Anyway, 316-462-3673. Mike Webb, give us a call. And give us that answer so we can get you that great price package valued over $30. And again, what is the EPA rating of the hybrid 2.5 liter motor in the Maverick rated at? And I will tell you that our trainer that come around and trained us on it was driving a hybrid, and he said it gets that mileage for sure. So 316-462-3673. So anyway, kind of more updates, and Mike Webb is coming through, Josh. So let's get him on the phone. Get an answer for Mike here real quick. Well, we're getting Mike on the line here this week. The order bank for the 2022 Bronco opened up, so I'm working on the people that didn't get their 21s and moving them over to the 22s, and being told that there's no more reservations on the Bronco, and it's a free wide open.
Oh, really? After this? Wow.
Yeah. So,
but you think you're out to if you put a 22?
I don't know what my. They haven't given me any numbers yet of how many 22s I'm expected to get. We were told we were going to get 41 21s. That didn't happen. So I'm hoping for at least 120 this year, is what I'm hoping for. Hey, Mike, you're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Hey, Phil. Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. So simple question today. I like that. It's the Mach-E GT, right?
Oh, got
sorry,
it.
That's wrong. No.
yeah, you nailed it right on the head. But we're trying to make it easy. Josh is out here throwing these hard ones out.
Yeah, I did. Hey, this was mine, so I want credit for this too.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, very good, Mike. Yeah, if you when you, if you haven't come down and test drove, Stan is glad to letting everybody test drive his Mach-E GT that he's got. And it is so impressive. It's crazy. And I will say,
I'm going to do that.
The only thing I don't like about it, he's got to tell you, is I miss that V8 noise that you don't get in there. So you just got to turn the radio up or something like that part. But I'm telling you, that thing is, it is so quick, so fast. It's crazy from that part. So
it reminds me of, remember that movie a while back? I can't remember what it was, but they were developing a motor sound for an electric car. And it was on some movie. I don't remember what it was, but that was their technology. It was pretty cool. And so maybe that's something that's going to come to eventually, because we all miss that V8 sound.
Oh, I think so. I think it will happen, Mike. I think it will come out to where there's going to be. You can kind of right now, they've got a few different settings in the Mach-E right now that makes it sound a little bit different, but it doesn't sound near like the throaty V8 sound like or anything else like that. But I bet you're right. I bet they will come up with something there for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy the show, guys.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Okay. Who's going to get the question of the, what is this? EPA rating of the Maverick 2.5 liter hybrid engine. What is that number? Who can get it? 316-462-3673. Jump on the phone here and let's get an answer and help to you who can get that miles per gallon of the 2022 Maverick hybrid.
Man, I can't believe you wouldn't let me convince him he was wrong.
Oh. 316-462. Who's going to win it? 3673. Let's get a phones ringing and see who can win the pack price package for knowing what the EPA rating of the 2022 Maverick hybrid engine is.
So we've got a couple of rebates going on some tires.
Hey, what do you got there, Josh?
For October, which again, like you said, October is about half over already, but got a rebate on, I think it's 9 of the 15, or excuse me, 17 different manufacturers that we offer are offering a $70 mail-in rebate on a set of 4 tires. And then again, if you wanted to put that to Ford Pass instead of take the mail-in rebate, it's $100 on a Ford Pass reward. So very good there if you're in the market for some tires. This time of year, I hate to even say it, but we're getting close to where that's going to be a pretty crucial thing for sure.
The traction is everything with your tires and stuff too. But, Josh, just kind of talk about tires a little bit and stuff. You know, we offer 17 models, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Different models of tires for you. So no matter what model of tire you're after, we've got it for you to help you with that for what your preference might be. But if you need some help and guidance, let our service advisors go through and give you the good, better, best scenarios from that standpoint. You walk into a tire store, you might get 2 or 3 options, maybe 4 options to buy. Here you got 17 different models. We have a price match guarantee.
Yep.
Even after you buy the tires, if you find a better price 30 days down the road, we're still going to honor that price for you. But the best part about it, even after that, you still get 5% put back into your account under Ford Pass Rewards. So 5%, we beat everybody by 5% on tires. I don't know why you'd go anywhere else to do it. We rotate them free every 5,000 miles. We offer nitrogen. We offer a road hazard package. And by God, I'm telling you, expensive these tires are. If you don't believe in buying a package, a road hazard, you're crazy.
So I'll tell you, too, just because of the availability of some of these tires anymore, especially you get up into the bigger, more aggressive tires for sure. And a tire that a year ago was, maybe $350 is now $450. I mean, it's just amazing how much they've escalated in prices just over the last year, for sure. And then just availability on number of options that you have to choose from. And that's what I love about our inventory and what we have to offer customers, you go to a tire store and you get 1 or 2 options.
Yeah.
And then outside of that, that's it. And, we've got a huge selection of tires here to help our customers.
So if you have a preference that you really love, if you're a Michelin fan or a Goodyear fan or a BFG or Toyo, whatever it might be that you're a fan of, Uniroyal, whatever it is, we've got it here available to help you. And again, with all the tires we sell and everything else from that part, and plus all the tires we put on our used cars, we got a great inventory here on staff ready to go for you and help you. But just go look at all the benefits we have to offer with you. And I don't know why you'd go anywhere else and buy the tires anywhere else with everything we got to offer you, with again the price match guarantee, the road hazard available, the availability, the stock, the selection. It's crazy. So, and then the next thing I'm gonna throw in here, every time you put a set of tires on, put that thing on the alignment rack and just check it. The first 10% of the wear of the tire, where that tire is curing out, is the most crucial part of the wear. And if your alignment is off just a little bit, you're going to take a ton of tire wear out of that car, out of that tire, by not having that alignment set up correctly. And you know what? We've got the state-of-the-art alignment machines at Quick Lane in here. We've got, godly, how many we got? One, two, three, four, five, six machines.
It's going to be six.
Six machines to help you out so we can get you in and out in a timely manner. But again, they're quality machines that do the accurate to the best we can to help keep that alignment correct and make it accurate for you to make sure them tires are rolling straight down the road.
I was just speaking with him the other day, and we went through and, you know, again, just like everything else, and getting those calibrated and updated and getting all the latest and greatest specifications into them, but then also just calibrating the equipment, you know, making sure that that it's doing what it's supposed to. And we've got that on a cycle with them, with Hunter. They come out every so often on scheduled dates, and make sure that equipment's up to date and that it's reading right, because that's the last thing I want to do is put a customer's vehicle up on there and, you know, we send it out the door okay, but then the equipment's out of date or out of spec. And with as expensive of these tires are, you want them to go as many miles as you can get out of them before you have to replace them. So,
yep, exactly. So 316-462-3673, still looking for the winner that will tell us the fuel economy of the 2022 Maverick 2.5 liter engine hybrid. What is the EPA rating of that motor? It's crazy. We can't get somebody to answer. Google's a great thing, guys. Hey, Darren McKim, how you doing, buddy? Anyway, follow us on YouTube. We'd love a like over there if you would. That'd be great. Thank you for that. If you will, jump over on YouTube and put that up on the screen there now at the Mel Hamilton Ford TV on YouTube. Give us a subscribe. I guess not a like, a subscribe over there. It'd be really great. Thank you for that. Anyway, almost spit it out. What is the mileage of the Maverick 2.5 liter engine? It's a crazy number. But let's see if we can get that question and get it on the line here real quick with us from that part. So, anyway, Josh, this hour keeps flying by faster and faster every day, every week, and stuff like that, too. We've talked about specials back there. Oh, Bronco. We haven't talked about that, the full-size Bronco. We've moved. The order bank is open now for the 22s. I'm hearing that we're going to stop using the reservation process on the Bronco, which I'd love that from that part. And we got a caller coming in here. Let's see if we can get Tim to give us the right fuel economy of the 2022 Maverick. That's what he's calling her. Maybe he's calling her something that's ailing his car, or truck, or whatever it might be.
He's just calling in to say hi, maybe.
Might be.
We'll get Tim patched through here and see what Tim's got going on. So I just was Googling it just to see if Google would even give you the right answer. But let's go to the phones here and talk to Tim. Tim, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
How's it going, guys?
Man, we're doing great this morning. How about yourself?
Not too bad. You haven't got that answer for that Maverick yet, have you?
No, we haven't. What's your answer?
Would that be 40 miles per gallon?
Ding, 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 ding. We got us a winner, Josh.
There you go.
It is. Good deal. It's 40 miles to the gallon on the 22 Maverick 2.5 liter hybrid engine, 40 miles to the gallon. And Tim, I don't know if you listened to the show earlier, our trainer that came around earlier a couple months ago to train us on the Maverick stuff, he was driving a hybrid and he says, trust me, it gets 40 miles to the gallon. So pretty crazy what a hybrid motor will do and stuff like that too, 40 miles a gallon. I'm telling you, I got a lot of people coming in here ordering just for that reason, the 40 miles to the gallon out of a pickup truck. So pretty cool.
I know, it was an awesome car back when it was in the 60s.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've done some updates to it since then, but yeah. So they dusted it off and pulled it back around.
You know, we were talking on a show a couple weeks ago how, you know, the Maverick was a car, but they should have named this thing the Ranchero.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, that's kind of more down the range that it should have been. I'm not sure why Ford did that or whatever, but that would have been pretty cool. Call it the Ranchero instead of the Maverick, but I'm with you. The Maverick's a car. But I'm sure there's some reasons why they named it the Maverick instead of the Ranchero. They didn't call us an Estes, though, did they, Josh?
No.
All right, Tim. Well, hey, thanks for the call, buddy. Congratulations. We'll get that price package sent out to you, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a great day, buddy.
You too.
Bye. All right, let's get the next caller coming through. We said Jim hung up. Maybe Jim was trying to do the same thing, trying to nail that 40 miles to the gallon.
I think he was
coming out there, too. So, you know, the other thing I'm going to say is, too, is I'm sure there's going to be an electric Maverick coming too, so it'll be kind of crazy what they can do there. What if there would be a plug-in hybrid for anything? Ford hasn't really told us exactly all everything they're going to do. I'm sure they're keeping that quiet, keep up with the competition and stuff, stay ahead of the competition. But I do believe Ford is spending a lot of money with this Lightning and everything that's coming there too.
Just in general, you know, I think eventually we're going to have just about every platform that's got a fully electric version of it with it. I would believe, you know, that to be.
Yep. I believe you're right, Josh. So anyway, 316-462-3673. Hey, anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, whatever it might be, we're here to answer your questions and help you with a great price package about over $130 for each and every caller. So 316-462-3673. Okay, Josh. So 2022 Bronco order bank has opened up. So hopefully we can get some more units than we did in 21. That's for sure. Our first edition should be here, I think, today. So if you want to check out the first Bronco four-door first edition, that'll be here. That vehicle's, I don't know how long it's going to stay here. Not very long, I don't think. So if you want to come out and check out that one, it's going to be our first one. It's going to basically have like the Sasquatch package on it and stuff like that that we've all been waiting for and everything else too. So you can come out and see the.
But you think it'll show up today?
It was supposed to show last night. I'm shocked at it when I got here this morning that it wasn't sitting here already. Yeah. So who knows what the truck driver, where he was headed, where he was going, what all else he had to drop off or whatever. So I'm hoping it does show up today or for us so we can get it cleaned up and get on the show for everybody can check that thing out, that part too. So anyway,
it'll be nice to get a good fleet of these things in that, you know, that people will have options and be able to walk up to it and buy it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a while for that happens.
What, and then on the 22s, and you don't know as far as number of 22s that you get.
They've not given me that number yet. No.
Yeah.
No. Now, the other thing I do have is I do have 7 big bins and 4 outer banks that are in the order bank that Ford put in there, a stock unit for 21 Broncos. I hope I get them. I don't know. I don't have VIN numbers on them yet. So once I have VIN numbers, then I'll know I'll get them. So probably Tuesday, I'll think is when I'll know for sure that I'm getting those trucks, and then we can kind of maybe pre-sell them or whatever from that part on what they're going to be and that sort of stuff too. So we'll see what happens there. I think that's what they're trying to do because the Big Bend is the base model and the Outer Banks is a step up from the Big Bend. And I'm sure that's where the models with, you know, they're all going to come with soft tops and they're all going to be 2.3 liters. I think that's what they had the commodities to build. And
yeah,
I don't think they expected everybody to want the Sasquatch and the 2.7s as hard as they thought that was going to be. And some part, and I think that's why they're doing it on 21s from that standpoint too. So we do have quite a few, I'm going to say between 10 and 12 more 21 sold orders that are coming in too, that are still being built in the order process and that sort of thing too. So it's gonna be fun as he's seen keep rolling in, but hopefully today that first edition shows up, which would be cool. It's a Rapid Red. And that's the next thing is Rapid Red is discontinued in 22 and Atom Matter Blue was discontinued for 22.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was shocked about that.
That is,
they have a new Eruption Green coming in 22, which I'm telling you, it's a
I think that's
Hunter Green. It looks, I'm telling you, it's very cool. Couple sat down with me last night to convert their 21 to a 22. And I think she wanted the green. He said, you know, you're going to get back and forth. They ended up settling on white, but I was hoping they were going to go with green. I had to click to anywhere to pick her Eddie as green. I had to go back and change it to white for them because I was really excited for them and hope they was going to do that same point too. So, you know, Josh, we have just a few more minutes left in here. You think we throw another trivia question out?
Make it super easy. What do you got?
super easy. What's the size of the two motors available in the full-size Bronco? There's two motors.
Okay.
Kind of rattled them off earlier, too. What's the two sizes of the motors in the new full-size Bronco? There's two of them.
Yep.
And they both start with a two. Two-point-something. So jump on Google, whatever you might do. Get a great price package about over $130 for each caller. The first caller is what I should say. To tell us which size of the motors are in the full-size Broncos. There's two different sizes. And who can get that first? Get on the phone here. 316-462-3673. Great price package about over $130. And get you on the phone here and see who can answer that question. What two sizes of motors are available in the 2021 and 22 Bronco? They didn't change the motor sizes to 22 either. They're still the same. I will say that the bigger motor, the 2-point Buddha, I didn't put that out there, did I?
Manual transmission.
Can now get a manual transmission. You couldn't do that before, but now you can in 22 from that part. 316-462-3673. What's the two sizes of the motors in the full size 2021 and 2022 Bronco?
So, and I haven't paid any attention to these window stickers years ago. Mm-hmm. So when they built a vehicle, the manual transmission was a standard option. And then you paid for, I mean, talking years and years ago, the automatic transmission was the optional equipment and that you paid for that. What is on an addendum on this Bronco when it's equipped? What's that manual transmission add?
It's not an add. It's an add for an automatic.
Is it?
Still, okay. still an add for the automatic. Yep.
And how many, roughly, how many manuals are you seeing?
I think I've ordered two manuals out of everything that I've ordered so far. And those two people are going to be the ones that are going out rock crawling and doing that.
Yeah.
That's what their plans are with the Bronco, that sort of thing too. So,
Look at this.
Oh no.
I'm not sure we have time for this phone call.
Oh yeah. Get him on the phone. Get him on the phone.
Oh,
Mr. I'm going to be Ford trivia now. So get him,
Jared. What is going on?
Hey, just fighting it. How are you guys?
I bet you are too. You're working on GM cars, then, aren't you?
No, I ain't got any, but I got a lot of Fords to work on.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Been my experience, they both break, sir.
Yeah, you're right.
So you calling to answer this trivia question? You actually know some Ford trivia?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
They're 2.3s and 2.7s, right?
Dang it. I was hoping you're going to be wrong, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's like the size. You can get bottles of pop that size, I think.
Yeah, I know, because that 2.7's got more horsepower and more torque than most of them GM motors running around. That's the difference.
Could be. I don't know.
Could be. I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
What is happening in Tipton, America today?
Every day is the same in Tipton.
Is it?
Yep. If you come here and don't like day one, you won't like day two, because every day is the same.
You farming today?
Maybe later.
There you go.
What are you farming?
I'm jumping now.
What are you farming?
Oh, just helping guys.
Oh.
There's no time when you're poor like me. You got to keep after it.
Got to keep going. So are you changing tires now?
Yeah, I got 18 models available.
No, you don't. Nice try. 18 used models.
You mean 17?
You mean used models? You don't have any new ones.
Yeah, most of them don't even have steel hanging out yet.
Well, good deal.
For those of you listening out here, Jared used to work with us in Hutchinson, and he decided he needed to move to Tipton, Kansas. So anyway, that's who we're talking to here on the phone. We've always had there's always seems to be a lot of stacking, you know what, between the three of us, somehow or some way, shape, or another. It started from day one, and it's still going on today, and it'll probably still be the same day till we die. So
looks like it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyway, Jared, have fun changing those tires. Have fun farming. Congratulations on the 2.3, 2.7 liter motors. And we'll get that price back and sent right out to you, buddy.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
See you, man. All right. You got another caller on the phone.
Yeah, we do. I'll get him sent through here.
Let's get Dick on the phone here real quick and see what Dick's got up his sleeve this afternoon. If he's got something ailing his car, whatever it might be. Help him with that too. So 316-462. We've probably got no. We're gonna take Dick's call, and that's gonna be the end of the phone calls, isn't it? So
we'll get him through. Yep, here we go. Dick, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Dick.
Yeah.
I was gonna take a stab at
the trivia
engine
question.
Size.
Okay.
But that's not really what I was calling about. 2.3 and 2.7.
Yep.
That's
nailed
right.
It. Nailed it. It's exactly correct, buddy. So you
Google's just, your friend.
That it is.
Yeah. So do you have another question?
My, so the 2019 Ford Ranger pretty much has everything on it except the leather seats and the push button start. Keyless entry. So the hands-free phone.
Yes.
Option.
Uh-huh.
The person on the other end is complaining about, it sounds like the window's down. So you have that background wind noise, mm-hmm. even though the window's not down. Or they describe it like you're talking in a tin can like you did with kids, you know, and put yep. a string in the cans. And it's like highway speed, you know, 70 mile an hour. I'm trying to have a conversation with my wife. She's in the truck, you know, and it's just, I hear it, but she doesn't. And when you're in the truck and I'm talking to her, she hears me normally, but I hear all that background noise. And I didn't know, I can't really get to the microphone. Otherwise, I'd try putting some foam or something around it, you know, see if you could muffle some of that noise like they do with those wind socks. But I don't know what would be causing that.
Yeah, so Dick, there could be a couple of different things going on with it. One, the mic itself could have an issue and need to be replaced. The other thing is, believe it or not, is as the phones evolve and update, I mean, your phone doesn't update depending upon, you know, whether it's iPhone or Samsung or whatever from there. But those phones update all the time. And so it's a matter of having the vehicle on the same level of calibration that the phone's on. And so you got to update the vehicles periodically as well in order to get them, you know, to play nice with each other. And so it could be something as simple as an update would take care of it, or we may have something a little further in depth, like an actual mic that's not doing what it needs to do or picking up too much audio. So what we'll do, I'm going to throw a diagnostic onto your package as okay. well, and we'll take a look at that thing at no charge to you and figure out just exactly what's going on with it and what we can do to get that audio quality better, because it's very nice when it works.
So the Focus 2017 Focus RS, you know, it's like clear as a bell.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, the 2019, I know it's a truck, but I was hoping, you know, that it would be as clear at least as the Focus RS. So I appreciate that. We have tried pairing several different phones, and doesn't seem to make a difference which phone's paired to the truck.
What's attached to it. So yeah, we'll get that diagnostic right. added onto the package and sent out to you and take a look at and get that audio quality better for you. Okay.
Well, appreciate it, Josh.
Perfect.
And Phil, thanks yep. a lot, guys.
Thanks for the call.
Bye now.
All right. We'll get him in here and see what's going on with that truck. Get yep. his phone fixed up, because that is so much more safety to be driving out those with these phones paired to your trucks and their cars and stuff like that than driving around talking on your phone stuff too. So anyway, time's run out of the field here. Everybody, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all the great trivia answers and the calls and stuff, and everybody watching here on Facebook Live and also YouTube. Please jump over on YouTube and give us a subscribe over there. We'd love and appreciate that very much. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Saturday.